It's Monday, December 5th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It is frighteningly close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Terrifyingly close to Christmas.
Have you done any shopping?
No.
I'm going to brag a little because I'm kind of proud that I knocked out about half of my shopping right after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I'm pretty proud about that.
I used to finish at War Eagle.
Oh, really?
So I used to finish in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
And then something just went
haywire. Busier, though.
But if you need to find the Christmas spirit, I've got two places you can look tonight.
Okay.
The Harrison Christmas Parade is tonight at 6 o'clock downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rogers Christmas Parade is tonight at 6:45, also in downtown Rogers.
Sure is.
And then we've got some away things. You know, we like to tell you about some concerts in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, My Morning Jacket, endorsed by Kevin Kinder, our music writer, with great enthusiasm, is playing at the Brady Theater in Tulsa. On Friday, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock.
They typically come through this time of year.
And although I'm not a fan of their music, many people get very excited about them, too. So
I've never been, but...
On Friday, Chicago is at the Brady Theater in Tulsa.
Oh, okay.
On Friday, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band is at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. On Friday, Clint Black is at the Lumiere Theater in St. Louis. And on Sunday, Jim Brickman is at the Folly Theater in Kansas City. That ought to take care of everybody's taste in music. And it's still an old-time Christmas at Silver Dollar City, the happiest place in the world.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.